This is Morning Edition on WRNI. I'm Bob C. First Works is back for a fifth year, with a new name, a new website, and as always a variety of new artists. And they'll all be performing and on display at various venues around the city for the next month. Executive Artistic Director Kathleen Pletcher tells me what the first in First Works is all about.
Artists' first performances, first visits in Providence, and making something new happen with arts and artists and audiences. The first weekend is particularly a jam-packed kind of offering with artists from France, Bulgaria, DBR, who's coming from New York and working with Providence's own Community Music Works on a world
tour. And who is DBR?
Daniel Bernard Romain is almost indescribable, but I would call him a classical urban musical ambassador. He's a violinist, and he bridges from classical violin into hip-hop and electronica.
DBR performs a world premiere with the Providence String Quartet tonight at RISD Auditorium in a work that was commissioned by Community Music Works. And then over at 191 Westminster Street for the next 10 days, you'll find this year's exhibit of works in new media known as Pixelorations.
Well, the piece is called Protest, and it's basically a pair of girls' legs made out of aluminum standing on a coffee table, and they are activated by viewers, and she stomps on the table and is basically starting to wear the table out. And for me, it was really about creating a piece about misbehavior.
That's Heidi Kumau of Ann Arbor, Michigan. Or how about a French-titled piece which translated means, I have black butterflies every day.
It's 28 plexiglass boxes with butterflies pinned inside. Like a traditional butterfly collection, yet each butterfly is pinned down by 100 bug pins. And their bodies, their central body is pulsing with light.
That's Gail Wright of Berkeley, California. So how does one decide what new media gets to be exhibited?
Looking for work that goes beyond what I call the cool trick effect, you know, where you make something, that's a cool trick. That's great. A lot of art is a cool trick. But if it also causes some other response in me when I'm looking at it, then that's when I want to see more, something that is speaking back to me about who we are and where we are.
Maya Allison, exhibit curator. Kathleen Pletcher says First Works doesn't always mean avant-garde.
It doesn't always mean edgy or experimental. In fact, one of our firsts is Dan Zanes at Providence Performing Arts Center on Columbus Day weekend. And Dan is a wonderful kind of family music superstar that adults and kids love.
Are you trying to do more things for children?
Well, once upon a time, we had the First Works Kids Festival, which was a one-day event. And as we have sort of a new name for ourselves and a new website, first-works.org, we also are integrating kids' pieces into our Fall Arts Festival, the First Works Festival. So we have both Dan Zanes, and we have before performances, we have rising stars performing in the lobbies or in the street. And we also have Credo Theater from Bulgaria, which is an extraordinary theater company of theatrical clowns and a kind of magical world that they've created out of all sorts of objects. And they are really telling a fairy tale for adults, but that is also appropriate for children.
There's lots of art and music for everyone at First Works, and you can find out more at first-works.org for a complete listing of all events.